Blog Talk Radio. Again, that we can have this opportunity to come together and worship, come together in thanksgiving. But you know, I was just looking at a few things today, and some keep coming across my mind. And I see last night that it's real evidence that life can be very short. Again, watching old football game last night, I don't know some of you guys, maybe they just don't or do watch a game, or probably heard of it. I don't know how it is all over the world, but I'm just thinking about I was looking at the game and when that game was going on last night, and time moved. I seen all of it. I seen the hit. I saw when he stood up, and I saw him fell back down, the young man, and then you look at it, and a normal thing of that, you think it's a concussion, you know, like they said. I seen it. I said, I can remember that guy from Miami, the quarterback. He did the same thing. He fell back down trying to get back up. But the difference between this young man and that quarterback was alive. This brother had died on the field, you know. You know, I know by this listen a lot of history of that, just been listening to all the commentary to that, you know, I just started thinking about my brothers and sisters. This brother probably went through some of the physical that you and I never probably go through. And was clear to play football and everything. You know, and it was so good by the impact he did. That he the one that gave the impact, you know, he the one that did the hit. And normally it would be the one who's being hit have these kind of problems. But they say he had got some kind of way hit his chest and then he had went to a cardiac arrest. You know, they had stopped breathing and everything. So I want to tell you this. I want to tell you, and what's so cool about the man was a 6th-round draft pick, you know. Just kind of making in, got a chance to be in the starting role, you know, and somebody know about this sports know what I'm talking about. It wasn't even promising him that he'd been on the field, and God blessed him to get in there. And they say he rode to the game, you know. I saw some of the things they rode to the game with his parents, you know, and I just thought about how most people his status. They don't get the first round money, you know what I'm talking about. They don't get the second round money, you know. You know, they some of them almost like minimum wage in their field, you know what I'm talking about. And he was still under that rookie contract, you know, and you just start thinking about now he's getting the opportunity to start, maybe showing his showcase his talent, might be able to change his life and his mother's life and everybody at all. I seen a little thing, the video that he went and hugged her and his father before the game. You know, nobody had never seen this coming, you know, that this was going to happen to the young man. And that's life, man. Life, you just can't predict it, man. People be sitting there and trying to say, well, this is how I'm going to go. This is how it's going to be in my life. You know, and you just don't know. You can wake up today, man, and go today. You can wake up today and someone tell you about something that's going on. You can wake up today and go to the hospital or a doctor and get an examination and say you got a clean bill of health and still leave this earth. You know, but somebody says it's a dangerous sport, Brother Nutty. It's just a very dangerous sport, you know.
Bro Eric, did you, you know, I stayed up, kept flipping back and forth through the news and ESPN, and They say they got his vitals back up, but they got him like in a induced coma so they could put a trach, and they still running tests on him. So, you know, just like you said, and for me looking at the game, I didn't think it was a real major hit, you know. You know, it some hits be harder than that, but God had a plan. God.
When we look at it like this here, too, though, Nani. We look at it like this here, that for us, eyesight didn't look like it was so dramatic, you know, talking about like a big old hit. But then that's contact sports, man. You know, talking about hit after hit, you know, talking about. And that boy was excited, man. He's getting an opportunity. He's getting an opportunity. He never been in this situation. Now he's living his life dream, you know what I'm talking about? And now his anxiety is so up there, man, and his adrenaline so up, man, it probably wouldn't take that much, man, for him to have a heart attack, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because he's so excited, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You know, sometimes some people, I don't know if you ever really been in sports. I ain't never heard you say that. But sometimes you play game, man.
You get nervous and shaky.
Listen to me. I've seen Gertrude tape. I've seen people, they be way up there, you know, talking about, and you have to bring them down. You say, man, come on, man, you know, get it, you know. And they just be so excited. Their heart rate just be running, man. And we don't know what that young man was going through, but I do know one thing about it, that it was something no one have ever seen before. You know what I'm talking about? Mm. I remember seeing on the basketball deal a couple of times. I remember back in the 80s, the old boy was at the free throw line. He just fell over, you know, Gattis, you know, talking about, you know, and he died. You know, you know, it just certain things, man, you know, you just, you know, you want to pray for that family, man, you know, and pray for that mother. You could just see it. I saw a video, man, that I'm going to see if I can find it again and send it to you. I seen a video, man, and see how he went over there. You know, most kids, you know, they go to their parents and somebody be there. They be out there warming up, you know, and they'll come by and give them a hug and kiss, you know what I'm talking about. And that's what he did, you know. And, you know, that could have been the last time they heard from him, man. You know what I'm talking about? That could have been the last time they heard from him.
A lot of the other players that have retired from the sports, and a couple of guys said that was the first time they seen something like that, you know, and they was in shock, and they was hurt. They couldn't even talk about it because, like you said, that was the first time that happened that they know of, and they was in shock themselves and emotional and couldn't understand. I mean, and I'm glad that the players did what they did. You know, a lot of them from the other team, they was concerned about it. And they didn't want to play no more until they knew his way of being. A lot of them went to the hospital. You know, some people just went on about their business, and you know. But that's love, Eric. That's love, not just for the sport, but that's love for your brother. That's what
just like people that pass on. You and I, man, we were talking yesterday, and you brought up Brother Dexter, and then we look back at our phone, man, and we look back on that phone, and we read some of the last texts we got from him, you know. Some people some people pass on, and you know, just like they say, I don't know, man, maybe I might be wrong if I'm going to state this, but some people pass on, right, when they passing, you know, after the passing, people go and, you know, they get the, you know, most, I just say our coach. I don't know about everybody's coach. I just say it, but our coach. Most of the people in our culture, we'll go and we'll have a little, people bring food over, you know, they bring pops, they drinks, you know, and some people, they're not in the Bible. I mean, well, I ain't gonna say the Bible. In God, they vent a little bit by why him, why her, why this and that, you know, and they have no closure, so they'll start drinking and smoking weed, and you know, and everything goes on in this
everything the mass
right, And then you find out somebody married, somebody got a car, somebody got a house. I mean, all this stuff happened after death, you know. Sometimes you got family members not even talking right today behind someone that left somebody or somebody that leaves something. This crazy stuff, how people go. And then years go by, you don't even bring up his name no more. You don't bring up their name, you know. And they go unsung. Is that? Can I say that? Unsung. You know, nobody don't remember no more. You know, talking about. You know, unless it's this really, really close to you. You know, talking about like your mom. You know, like my mom. You know, like my father. You know, talking about it's something real close to you. You gonna always remember. But the phone calls will stop coming, Brother Nutty. Can you remember that? Can you remember them calls?
Yes, sir.
Them phone calls. You remember how it was?
Yes,
so
sir.
It was so much that it was. It was so much that it was too burying sometimes, Pit, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm pulpit preaching a eulogy, man. And people get mad at me because they didn't see me cry at my mother's funeral, you know what I'm talking about? At a home going. I mean, I had family members. How can you just sit there and preach at your mother's funeral? I said, brother, let me tell you this. And that, it was my brother and sister. It was just some people, right? And I just told them, man, I had a relationship with my mother. My mother, I know who my mother, what she is, what happened, and how it went down, you know. So it did hit me 3 years later real hard, you know what I'm talking about. But at that time, it wasn't the time, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm saying that to say this here, that man, I'm not saying he's going to die or nothing. It's just that moment, you know what I'm talking about. They had to bring him back to life, you know what I'm talking about. It wasn't just no ordinary thing that they get down there and say, man, lay there to the stretcher, get here, so we don't want to make sure we don't paralyze you or nothing. Man, that man was dead. He had COVID, man. You know? He had COVID. And they said they're debating to play a game, man. You know what I'm
talking about? Right.
It blew my mind, you know? I'm listening. What'd you say? You say something?
People, who you talking to me?
Yeah, I thought you were saying something.
Are going
you're probably going to the judge. Hello. I don't know. You ain't getting no good reception right now. Yeah, I see you. So I thank God, man. I thank God for the. I thank God, because a time like this here, Reverend Henry, that this when the church supposed to pull together more. You know what I'm talking about? Because it might not be in your household, it might not be somebody you know, but I guarantee you, if you had any kind of heart, just seeing that and knowing that, it bothered you. You know what I'm talking about? Because it could have been your child. It could have been you. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and I don't take it for granted, because I know from the bottom of my heart that, well, I said a while ago, most of people, Reverend, them phone calls you were getting when your mother passed and your father, you know, you don't get them no more, Doc. You know, how you feeling, you know, where you at in life. You don't get them no more. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and if you need anything, call me. You know, talking about, you know, you don't get them calls no more. Matter of fact, if you careful enough, it, like I say, it'd be unsung, man. Nobody don't even mention them anymore. And me and Brother Nutter, again, Nutter was on that back line yesterday talking, and we were talking about a few things, and Brother Dexter came up. And I just looked back at my phone, because he said on the actual day, the last time I heard, I wanted to know actually what day we probably got the news that he passed, right? But as we read back over, it was about the same time that he stopped texting. It was December 19th, he stopped texting, you know. And went back and looked at some few texts that he sent. It was personal how he sent it out, you know, talking about that. You could tell, man, he was getting ready to transition on. I never did. When I started looking at it now, it was 2020, man. You know, or December, you know. I just think about how, you know, we don't want to forget nobody, man, you know. Charges you to, what? here with Navajo, you know, because, you know, I believe if Dutchman was still here, I'm just saying me now. I ain't pushing nobody to do nothing. But if I believe Dexter was here, I know I had another person in my corner pushing me, helping me, give me to, you know, do what I do. You know what I'm talking about? Because he loved the teach and the preach word, man. He the one was the advocate of this God's plan, you know. He was the one, the first one. Him and Wayne, really, you know what I'm talking about? So they started, you know. And they brought it together, man. And that's how we came with it. I'm not going to never, you're going to always hear me bring up his name, him and Brother Wayne, you know what I'm talking about? You know, they always bring up his name. And then everybody started getting off into it, you know what I'm talking about? And then it was some controversy behind it, but God blessed, though. At the end of the day, God really blessed, man. Look how it is now. And I'm going to tell you, man, Brother Woodall, he never said nothing. He said something there. It's a task, man. It's a task. And I love everybody. I just got to tell the truth, man. One man can't do this, him. It has to be God to help him get through this, him. You know what I'm talking about? You know, this task, 5 days a week, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to tell you how God, I knew how God wanted it, because I'm going to be true. It was something I wanted to throw my hands up, you know what I'm talking about? I ain't going to lie to you. I want to throw my hands completely up, but God keep making a way that keep me, allowing me to keep helping out, you know. You know, you ask folks to do things, and folks got certain things. I understand, like, because this part wasn't when they call, you know what I'm talking about. But I do know one thing about it. God going to say in the end of the day, Brother Nutter, he going to say this at the end of the day. He going to ask you, you and I, anybody else, he going to ask you, what did you do when you had the opportunity to serve my people? You know what I'm talking about? That's what we are today. That's why we are right today. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, people make commitments on a lot of things when it comes down to this ministry. Boy, you got to have a strong prayer life. You got to have a strong prayer life. And especially during the, you know, people or maybe sit back and talk about you. You know what I'm talking about? And you still have to do it. You know what I'm talking about? But I thank God for that, Brother Dexter. I thank God for Brother Nutter, Reverend Henry, Brother Wayne, and Brother D, and Miranda when he can come, Brother Tim when he can come, you know, anybody come out just to help out, man, because this ministry, it's a village, man. It's, as I can say, it's a harvest, and it's plenty, you know what I'm talking about. And I was just looking at that brother last night. It makes me want to do it more because, you know, it could be our last day. It could be someone's last day. We don't never want to leave this ministry without giving somebody an opportunity to make Jesus they Lord, you know, make them Lord they life, you know, make them they. I don't know how folks can hear the gospel now in 2023 now and don't know the Lord. Find ways out to want to do what they want to do. The days are getting so short, man. It is getting so short. It's getting so short that we just don't even imagine. You know, some of the things, I can remember the day I was hearing the pastor preach Sunday. I can remember the day that no one would have never used a credit card. No one never would use a bank card. It was hard for some of the old school to put money in the bank, you know. You know, now it's almost that they won't even take cash no more. You know what I'm talking about? You have to have a debit card or a credit card, you know. And we looking in society, it's another way as the adversary can ease in that we call the last days, you know. And we know that it can come, that it's in that last day you won't be able to buy or sell, you know. So he's always trying a way to get in, you know, on through your pawn. We're hearing it now, they're getting it through your pawn that you go in certain. I think one state doing is a California river. They pawn you, you stick your hand there, and you pay through that. You know, I'm telling you, it's getting to a time that we got to stop. I know we search the media. You know, we search all the things in the media. But let me tell you something, man. That devil is trying to be real swift. But God has a plan. But man got to hold on to that plan, and that plan is salvation. That's salvation for every man, woman, child. Just listen to me right now. And don't listen to me. Or listen to someone. Get to know the Lord. Get to know the Lord. Serve the Lord like he's coming today. I'm not saying that you're in fear and shaking and trembling, but in reverence. When you hear something and you feel something in your heart, stop doing it. Stop doing it and start doing God. Stop. Quit having so much things on your table, that you know is nonsense. Why allow that to happen? I had a grandfather, right? Reverend, I believe Reverend got to meet my grandfather. I had a grandfather that lived 97 years, right? And he told us how he got there. You know what I'm talking about? And I was just thinking about how one of the things he tells us to do, live stress-free. Don't live in so much stress. You know, don't live in so much stuff, some stuff we can't even, we can't even fix it, and we're stressing about it. You know what I'm talking about? Live stress-free. Somebody said, well, how do you do that? Give it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I really believe, I guess it's what it is, remember, prayer is essential. It is essential for every man. God want to hear from you. God want to hear from us praying for one another. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. But when it get wrong, remember, help me, Holy Spirit. You know when it get wrong, remember, when we deny that. When we deny it, when he tell us to stop, and we keep on going. And he tell us to, I see you, my daughter. I see you, my son. And we keep doing the things that he don't like. He's giving us a warning. I keep saying that. Reverend, know what I'm talking about. That landlord going to get tired. You have been convicted before. You're convicted out of the house. And when he come, you know what I'm saying? When he come, no one going to be able to stop him. No one gonna be. We can pray hard if we want to. Death is there, and you cannot. Watch this here, Reverend. You cannot stop it. When God said it is finished with a person, and you can tell when it's finished. You've been around that transition. You can tell when it's there because you know why? Because your prayer has got to God's ear, and then but his prayer or her prayer have got to it too. You know what this is? Because I believe if a man see God, he will not live. That's when you can tell the transition. You can see people's eyes focusing in the ceiling sometimes. You can see one tear come down. You know how the physician says that, I feel mama, she hurt me. She grabbed my hand because there's so much electricity running through her veins. You know what I'm talking about? But I want to tell you this here. When mother, father, brother, sister, auntie, friend, when God said it is so, it is so. No one can stop it. No one. And you're going to tell them. Some of us don't want to release it. You know, some of us don't, you know. Some of us don't want to release it because we don't want that to happen. But if you be considerate. Some people get a chance to see their parents get old, you know what I'm talking about, and feeble, you know what I'm talking about. Some people don't, man. You know, some, they die real quick. But just seeing them going through hurt, pain, and suffering, and you sitting out there, mama, don't leave. Daddy, don't leave. Lord, can you hear me? Then some people get mad when he does one thing, remember, when he let them get the ultimate healing. I can't see it. Some healing God can put you back in the body. And some healing God had to take you all the way out. And what, Reverend? Have you in rest so you won't be in that torment anymore. And I believe that. I believe that. I don't know what's happened to the young man. But I do. I saw it, man. I watched, me and my wife were watching the game last night. Sitting up there, I watched it. And I seen that brother hit that brother. And I see him stood up. I didn't see no, what they call replay. I saw it at game time speed. And he fell back down. And I see him hit his head. to me, it came to my mind of that guy who was a quarterback from Miami, how he fell back down, how they let him go back in the game. You know what I'm talking about? But this brother coded, man. You know, he had died. You know what I'm talking about? And I know the game is rough. I heard the guys how they talk. The game is really rough. No one never thought on that. Oh, it can happen that way. You hear it, but when it happened, when it happened, and I keep going to say this. I know if it's like I'm redundant. When I saw this morning the video that somebody sent out, that him kissing his mother and hugging his father. Know this, Reverend, he rode to the game with his parents, man. You know what I'm saying? And kissed his mother and hugged his father and went back in game. He was a six-round draft pick. That unheard of, somebody being in the game like him. You know, he won't be like backup, other backup. You know what I'm talking about? And getting the opportunity to play in a big-time game. I know his adrenaline was way up there, you know. Way up there, man. You know what I'm talking about? Probably was in really good top shape, man. But, man, I'm telling you, boy, sometimes you just can't answer something what God allowed to happen, man. Just sit back and pray for that family. And that's what I want to go to James today. I want to read James 5, right? 13. I want to read that, what God said, what we're supposed to do, you know, what the church's supposed to do, you know. And if anybody want to smile and to enlighten somebody about this, we call, you know, he's not dead, you know, God, they got him in a reduced coma, nothing said, you know, I do know one thing about it, boy. Prayer is essential. Pray for that family. Pray for that young man. And if it be God's will, man, if it be his will, he'll allow that young man to have a life. Might not be football anymore, you know. It might be just having a life, you know, and showing that how God can do things that man can't do. Medication can't help you, Doc. Tylenol can't help you. Bare aspirin can't help you, Doc. Advil can't help you. Sometimes the remedies we have won't help you. But I do know God is a healer. And wherever how he does it, just give strength to the family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You got anything, Reverend? Brother Meadow, I see you hit back on.
I'm good, brother, but I did want to speak about releasing, grieving, because I heard you say it was 3 years. I can't say to the day how many years it was before I grieved on my mother, but I know it was a time, a good bit after she had left here. And one day I was just talking to him, my other cousin, and he mentioned her name, and I couldn't function. I had to pull over in his big truck, and I just cried. And after that, I started feeling better about the situation, I guess because I was holding it in, because, like you said, anytime she would call, we may not talk once a week, once every 2 weeks, but she would call and say, you know, it's my time to talk, it's my time with you. Or if she sees a big truck wreck on the news, I could be in California, but it could happen in Meridian. She gonna call and make sure it wasn't me. It was just her mother's intuition that she just wanted to know what I was okay. And I don't get those calls no more. I got a few other people that were still, I miss their boys. If they didn't say nothing, but like my grandma, I would call her, and she was like, you at work? You driving? Yes, ma'am. Get off the phone. Talk to me when you sit still. I can't do it like that no more, but I just wanted to hear her voice. But she wouldn't talk as long as she thought I was driving. You know, you just don't know. You know, you never know. And I was just getting back on, brother. I'm good. Speaking on that.
You're very good, man. You're very good. Reverend, you good?
Yes, sir. Just in prayer, brother. Yeah, I'm good.
You know, I was thinking about there's a scripture that I'm going to put in your heart. You know, we paraphrase it. We recite it, you know, some verbatim, you know, but I want to bring it to your attention again by prayer. And this is Matthew 18:19-20 verse. And it says, and again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it should be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That is powerful. That you have to have some faith to believe that. I know it is more than two or three people in the midst right now. When I read that scripture a long time ago, most of this stuff you just hear people quote the Reverend, but when you just really hear that and believe that,
mm-hmm.
Well, there's two of us. Now it's more than two or three of us now, and we together in His name. He said He's in the midst. He's in the midst. So I believe that when we're on this phone right now, there's three of us, two of us, four of us, five of us. One of us is not, three of us agreeing in for what we're finna pray for. I believe God is in the midst. So I'm going to read it one more time. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they should ask, and it should be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come together. Lord, we come in leaning on your scripture, Lord. We come in trusting in your holy word, Lord. We believe, Father God, whatever was inspired and penned in Matthew 18:19-20, that we believe that when we ask, Father God, in your name, Lord, that you will hear, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, as we come to the throne of grace, we want to thank you, Lord, for your ever-present with us, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, we deserve justice, but you give us mercy, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, some might have a lot of things on their mind right now. A lot of things that came across even in some of the words that went up, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to increase in us, Lord, as we decrease, Lord. Lord, move in a hindrance right now in the name of Jesus. Sometimes, Lord, we get so caught up on self, Lord, and no worry about nobody. And Lord, we pray for this family, Lord, and the young man. Probably when only young man fell down and almost like he died. But, Lord, we want to lift that young man up, Lord, and his whole entire family to you, Lord. Lord, we know there's a lot of people probably praying for that young man. A lot of people believe in the prayer, Lord. Lord, we just want to be in agreement with you, Lord, that if it be your will, Lord, that you put a special healing over him, Lord, and heal this nation, Lord, this nation of believers of yours, Lord, that when we believe and praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you in advance, Lord, for hearing that prayer, Lord, and granted, Lord. We ain't asking about nothing, but if it be your will, Lord. And we ask you this with the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Because we believe, Father God, that you hear our prayer, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to bless, Lord. Lord, we come together today, Lord. might be somebody else, Lord, or wearing assault, Lord, of one of their loved ones. Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Keep them, Lord. Hold them together, Lord, is our prayer, Lord. Know that we can't do nothing, Father God, without your prayer, Lord. Know we can't do nothing, but we can pray for one another, Lord. Maybe a sickness, Lord. Maybe a financial thing, Lord. Oh, Lord, it might be a spiritual walk with you, Lord. We just ask you to increase in that matter, Lord. Help them, Lord, to see you in a better way, Lord. We believe, Father God, that when we come together like this here, Lord, and we be sincere with from our heart, that you hear it, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to help us in these scriptures that we're about to read, Lord. Demand take it to heart, Lord. Demand put it in their heart, Lord, and they pray for one another, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, in advance in that too, Lord, that you hear our prayer and grant us thy peace, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Nah.
Well, the scripture, Reverend, today, chapter 5, James chapter 5, 13 through 16. I just want to read this because I know we've probably read it 1,000 times, but I want to read it again, if you don't mind. It says, read this, like I said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing a song. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Watch this, Reverend. And anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the prayers of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise up him. And if he, look what he said, Reverend, committed sin, they shall be forgiven. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Him. Yep. Oh, help me. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray for another that you may be healed. Effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. My brothers and sisters, it is every one of us on here now, by the side of my voice, should be in the lining of this here. You might not be an elder. See, when people call elders, Reverend, you know, when they look up elders, look up elders, and it is true, elders in age, you know what I'm talking about? But when God was allowing James to pen this, he wasn't talking about just a person that age only. He was talking about who was over the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. And being over the church, that was one of the ways they called a leader, an elder. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at that elder, he has to be the one that God speaks to, and he goes back to the people, Reverend, and he teaches the people and tell them what he said. And then you watch it, Reverend. Again, an elder is not only is we use for someone is age wise, but someone God calls the governor and the community of all the Israel at that time. He made the decision. You know, there was a group of them, Reverend, and then they come together and God speak to them. Made up in the, we say the Sanhedrin, you know. That's the Sadducees, the scribes, and the Pharisees, you know. They govern, they counsel the Jews, you know. I want you to understand what I'm talking about, me elders. Don't get it always thinking just someone's older. It could be a young person, too, as an elder. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because they're leaders. They be with the priests. And Jesus look at them as leaders, and he appointed each one to like I said, to each tribe. You know, sometimes we use it in terms of same as a bishop. You know, archbishop, you know, talking about sometimes we call them elders, you know, you've been in my church, no, you know what I'm talking about. And this is the one they use, Reverend, to lead the church. Sometimes I say, go to the elders, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the elders. Go to, and the elders have some, he specifies some things for them to do. He specified them. So when they come to you, He said, pray over them, Reverend. And then this is what I get about the word. You know, some people mess it up, Reverend, when they take the oil, you know, talking about people that say, see, that stuff is fake. You know, you know what I'm saying, Reverend? You know,
mm-hmm.
because some of the ministers had messed it up, right? But God's word is real. That's why I read that first poem to you in Matthew. If we come together, two or three of us come together, Reverend, touching the green.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, agreeing in his name. Jesus said he'll be in the midst of them. So we come together like we just did. I believe it more than just two or three of us there really believe, you know, or elders, you know, whether it's age or what God will have you. And he said, anoint them with the oil. You see people burning crown lights, you know, and they send up, that used to be a time they used to send up, sacrifice to the Lord, you know, or aroma to the Lord, you know what I'm talking about. And that's what they used the candle visual for that right there in place of some of this. But the book speaks just like it said. He said, know him with all in the name of the Lord. So we do it, and we do it in the name of the Father, the Son, in the Holy Ghost. We did it this. We do it every Sunday, every time we get a chance to come together. If somebody wants prayer, you know what I'm talking about? If somebody needs prayer, you know. And when I say this here, the church supposed to do this. If I could ask somebody a question, would you be bold enough to hit the one button there? What you really think about somebody praying over you with oil? What would be their first mindset before reading the scripture and hearing the scripture there? How would you look at that? If I get one person, please. If I can't, Reverend, you can answer that. But we can't get one person what they think about that oil with somebody. You know, because I know people that seen it in on TV. I know the people that seen it maybe in the church. You know, what you think about it? The book said we're supposed to do it. The book said we're supposed to anoint them and cover them, you know, and doing this in the name of the Lord. I don't know, Joe, you, I don't know if you actually didn't hit it or what, Joe.
No, I hit it this time, my brother. How y'all doing this morning, my brother?
Okay.
You know, ever since I've been a kid, it's always been the all. You know, in every church I went to, and you know, I respect it, you know, and I know the all is here when you use it. So
yes,
that's all I want to say to my brothers and get out your way. You know, I'm praying with y'all and for y'all,
amen.
And I love y'all.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We love you too, brother. Appreciate
Amen.
You, man. That's what we asked for. Thank you for your participation, man. And that's what we asked for. See, Joe ain't no young man, though. Joe all his life, you know, every time he's been in the church he's been to, he's seen the anointing of it. And I know, you know what I'm saying? So I want you to come back. If you had any kind of hiccup behind it, if I could say it like that, if you had some kind of way to say, man, I just don't believe in it, man, because I've seen so much fake stuff in it, you know, you think, you know what I'm saying? I want to tell you, the book says do it. We believe in the 66. We believe in the book. We believe the book said we're supposed to anoint him, Reverend, and pray over them, and God will hear us. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I believe healing. There's somebody been healed before, knowing I'm talking about. Somebody came over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go. I went to pray with somebody the other day, Reverend, and took my little oil with me, you know, and I asked somebody, do I pray with you? Yes, please do that. You know, you know, she's almost three times my age. You know, I'm almost, you know, and I just think about how God is moving in the healing, Reverend. You know, but we also say if He allowed to stay, that don't mean God didn't hear it. If he don't move it, when we ask him to move it, that don't mean God won't do it. We do know how God moves. We know how God moves. You know why we know? Because we've been around long enough to see healing. God can do it right mm-hmm. then. And God can do it whenever oh, yeah. he wants to do it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God for the word. And then, you know, we ease off in it when he said, if you find someone in a fault, you know what I'm talking about? And he said, pray for one another for the healing.
Mm-hmm.
See, that kind of, he said prior to that, they might be sick, Reverend. But then, Reverend, we even pray for their sin, Reverend. He said, and pray for the faith to save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed mm-hmm. sin, they should be forgiven him. Oh, help me, husband. Not him, can be all of them now.
Yeah.
Woman and man. You know. So when we're praying, and we're praying for somebody, man, God moves. Don't move God when man confess, you know, that he has mm-hmm. a problem. Oh, help me, husband. When man confess and say, I need the Lord to help me in that area. When a man confess, he said, even if he does commit sin, God forgive him. So let me do this word here. Don't you want to be whole?
Mm-hmm.
See, dealing with God, you can be made whole. Oh, I love the word. You can be made whole, Reverend. Anybody by the side of my boy can be made whole if they come to God. You can have a sickness God can hear you from. He can hear you from your what? Even from your sin in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I say this in passing, and that's pretty much what I have. I say this in passing to order to get God's attention, to order God to hear your prayer or be with you in your tough time. All you have to be is sincere. You don't have to sound like nobody. All you have to do is be sincere in your prayer and believe that God can do it. I'm standing right here flat-footed to tell you he will hear it in the name of Jesus. We pray
mm-hmm.
that we said something to encourage you. We pray that you can maybe use this long today. We pray, you know. And if I said something that was misunderstood, we got enough on here to help us to present that. You know, I want to still say this. I can remember, man, Brother Nutter, we read it the other day. I was reading it, Reverend. I was looking at, because we were going back over, and I just looked at this. And this is December the 19th, 2020. This is the last text I got from Brother Dexter. He said, pray for me on my breathing mask. That was the last text I got from him, you know. And, you know, we prayed for him, you know. And I just want to tell you guys, when he texted that, he was texting about a mask, getting out of the hospital. But God had something else in store, church. When God has something charged and ready for you, you cannot stop it. You cannot stop it. It will go forth. That's why we say, we pray, Reverend, not our will, but thy will, Lord, be done. Lord, bless us today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Always in your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Reverend, that's all I have, Reverend.
Beautiful. And I thank God, as always, for this blessing. Like I was listening to Brother Joe, and I liked what he said. He said, ever since he was a kid, it's been the all. And I liked how he said he respected it. Now, that means a whole lot when you respect it. That respect is like a reverence unto God. And when you respect that, you got to have faith in it.
Yeah.
So you got to believe it. But that's beautiful, you know. See, people, they know, some of them, like, they no longer respect, you know, the things of God or the God. But when you can hear someone say, since I was a child up, it's been the all. So, you know, it has to be something behind it to have a lasting effect. Praise the Lord. And when we and when we consider God, and that's what he does, he have a lasting effect on us. When we just think about him. But see, that's what the adversary, he don't want us to think about. And he don't want us to pray, because that prayer, communication, prayer is a continual thing. It's not just something that you do at nighttime before bed, but it's a continual conversation with the Lord, being in prayer. I tell you, and if you talk to him and be still, he'll answer you. He'll talk back to you. He'll let you know that he's communicating with you. And we thank God for how he's blessing us to be in prayer and to remain in prayer. Praise the Lord. It's a beautiful thing when we consider God. And when we do that, he'll lead us. He'll guide us. And that's what we want, to be led by his Spirit and to be covered.
Yes, sir.
You know, that anointing, you know, I was just thinking, Reb, you know, Jesus was given evidence and showed manifestation many times of the anointing. You know, baptism is essential, and God showed the evidence after Christ's baptism. Told John, the one you see where the Spirit stay and remains. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you see his anointing on the children of God, especially the elders, the leaders, has to have his anointing to go forth and to be pleasing in his sight and to help his people teach his word, hallelujah, to live his word and to show evidence that of their teaching. Praise the Lord. But this is what it means for the anointing. You know, it goes far beyond just the rubbing of the oil in a religious ceremony, but it's with the anointing is with his elders, his ministers. Hallelujah. You must have that anointing. It's going to be effective. It has to be the anointing. But God bless you. Beautiful today. Thank you.
You know, 2016, all his benefits. In our walking of faith, we come to Jesus humble by our unworthiness. There is no sense of entitlement as we receive his grace and overwhelmed by the lavishing of his love. He said they remain, reminding us all of his benefit. Praise the Lord, my soul. All in my innermost being, praise his holy name. Love was when God became a man. 2016. And Martha sent us that nugget, right? I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Remember, I thank him for what he already have said and presented to us. I thank him for already answering the prayer in the way he wanted to answer. Lord, I just thank him for his Holy Ghost, Lord, that he comes so well, because it was him. It was him. It was him. Sure, it was him who came to us and allowed us to be in his presence. I like that. I like that word.
Yeah.
He led us be in his presence. He didn't have to do it, Doc. He could have told us to get away from him. We wake up with next day.
That's right.
But he allows to be in his presence. And we pray for one another. I actually want, if it ain't today, sometime in the week, pray for somebody else and see how God performs your life. Pray for somebody else. Consider somebody else sometime in your prayer life and see how God will work in your life. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you with your Father's Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, for everything that went before and said. We thank you for Reverend. We thank you for Brother Nutty. We thank you for Brother Joe and his comments, Lord. We just ask you right now, Father God, if it was something said wasn't right, Lord, something misunderstood, we ask you, Father, let your Holy Spirit teach and hold them and guide them back through the word of understanding, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you for your support, Lord, that you support Reverend I and all the ones who come out and listen to your word, whether they do songs, whether they do testimony, whether it's through the 66 that you inspired someone to write. We just ask you, Father God, as we go on to this day, Lord, if we go on to this day, Lord, be with us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let us be so kind to always say thank you. Let us be so kind to say it's not about us. It's by someone else. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for our jobs. Thank you, Father God, for the automobiles. Thank you for the home. Thank you for the relationship with our wives and our husbands, our children, our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you, Father God, for your amazing grace that you have us. So we stop by and say, thank you, because if it wasn't for you, Lord, where would we be? Lord, we thank you for how you did some things for us that we didn't even know, Lord. That was when you allowed your son to walk this earth. And we thank you for it, Lord, because it was him who gave us the victory, Lord. So thank you in advance for whatever happened into this day. This we pray always in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
But it's all there, this. I don't know how God's gonna do it.
victory.